Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Groove Mode. I have Dawson on the show. Kia ora, Dawson. Thank you so, so much for taking the time. I've got some questions lined up for you. Are you ready?
Yep. Fire away.
Okay. So why Jazz House? You know, why did you decide to start making Jazz House?
Well, let's trace back the origins. So I've been a musician my entire life and studied music at university, managed to get, I think it was about a year and a half, taking all my improvisation papers and theory papers under the tuition of Dixon Nacy, which absolutely opened my mind to the world of jazz and harmony beyond just my blues scale. And so that was kind of the origins of, you know, being exposed to more complex musicality from that point. But basically my inspiration to make Jazz House specifically as a producer came from 2024, I think it was, when Berlioz released his album Open This Wall, and yeah. I'm pretty sure that spanned like and that's spawned an entire generation now of people making similar sort of music. But that's kind of the lineage of it, and I've been releasing music under Dawson, making sort of jazzy housey kind of tunes for the last year.
Yeah, I absolutely love that Berlioz album. It's one that I also have on repeat as well. It's a very inspiring sort of album, I would say, if you would agree with that.
100%. Like, it's kind of taken inspiration from so many, you know, iconic producers and stuff that have sort of pioneered the sound, and he's just managed to package it up in a way that's fresh and is, yeah, like I said before, inspiring an entire generation.
Yeah. So would you say that Berlioz is one of your biggest inspirations, or, you know, who are your inspirations?
Yeah, definitely that was like the catalyst that got me inspired to sort of explore making ideas in that sort of sound. I'd say on repeat at the moment, I'm listening to a lot of Tour Maubourge.
Oh yeah, love it.
I'm not sure if you would have heard of him.
Yeah.
I'm very inspired by our fellow Kiwis, Chaos in the CBD.
Yes,
100%. Albeit my music probably leans a little bit more organic than some of their deeper stuff, albeit their latest album is, like, absolute gold to me. Like, I've been so inspired by that.
Yeah.
A lot of the Saint Germain stuff I remember from being first exposed to that from my dad's iPod playlist back in the day. So it's kind of a combination of influences, but yeah, I'd say Tour Maubourge is on very heavy rotation for me at the moment.
Yeah, no, I love that as well. And so I would say, you know, I really love your tracks. I think that they, when I listen to them, I always feel super inspired and super positive. And I was wondering if you have those sort of intentions when you make these tracks. Like, is that the intention you lean towards?
A lot of them were kind of happy accidents. So, for example, on Gloria, I made the original instrumental demo sitting on my best friend's couch in Amsterdam, of all places.
Yeah.
And I kind of just made the idea, parked it for a little while. I hadn't thought of, you know, creating an entire project around it yet, but I was like, hey, I really love the sound, being inspired by Berlioz at the time. But moving forward into, you know, particularly referencing, say, the vocal samples that I've got in my tracks, which obviously exuberate a lot of positivity in the sentiment that they deliver, that was purely just from kind of subconscious. And I had remembered that I'd screen recorded my friend Zara, her Instagram story from a couple years ago, and I knew I always wanted to use it in some capacity, whatever that ended up being, and it just ended up being a perfect fit for the vibe of the song. And it's become like a real kind of anchor point of the project so far, both that one and on my track Reset, which has got my good friend Alba Rose on. Same concept. I saw a Instagram story of hers and I screen recorded it, knowing I'd love to use it. And so, yeah, I was kind of just on a little bit of a wave of, hey, it'd be great to have, you know, human voices in my tracks, because they weren't necessarily vocal led from a traditional top line perspective. But yeah, I guess that's kind of just formed a bit of a rolling trend in some of my music so far.
No, I absolutely love, I think I really like jazz tracks that have a bit of vocal in it. And yeah, no, they're awesome. I really love them. So what is the sort of process into making these tracks?
It always differs. And if anyone can tell you who is a musician or a producer or an artist, and that tells you that they've got one fixed process for making music, I would question their integrity as an artist, because I would say the creative process is unpredictable at its core. And so you could be inspired by any scenario at any time of day. I guess if you've already put in your sort of 10,000 hours in terms of being able to steer the ship from a purely just operational, be able to play your instruments, control your computer, then you're ready for whenever inspiration strikes. And so for me, the process is always different. So sometimes it'll be I'll start with a chord progression. Other times I'll just start working on drums, or maybe I'll come up with a bass line. Or for example, most recently in Melbourne, I was doing just some, brought it back to like the purest form of like sort of just speed dating songwriting sessions. And so yeah, for each song, it's drastically different in the way that they came about.
Awesome. And what can we expect from Dawson in the future? Do you have any things lined up?
Depending on which kind of avenue you want to explore, on the music release front, yes, I do have quite a bit sitting in the vault, a couple that I can't say yet because they haven't been announced from various artists. There is a bunch of stuff that I made a little bit over a month ago from a month-long trip to Melbourne, which was unbelievable. Got some great tracks out of that, which are very vocal led. And very fortunately, I just got news a couple of weeks ago that I received New Zealand On Air project funding. So that is going to enable me to kickstart into a 5-track EP. So that isn't actually made yet, given I only just got word of funding, but that will be set for 2027. So that covers the music release side. And literally just yesterday, I put out a teaser on my Instagram stories about an event series which I'm going to be launching tomorrow. So if you follow me on at Dawson Music, then you can keep up to date with an event that I'm going to be dropping tomorrow for September in Auckland.
Very exciting. No, looking forward to it. And I've got one more question for you before we wrap things up. So, as an aspiring DJ myself, I'm not very good, but I am learning. Do you have any advice? Any advice you'd give to even like your younger self, like when you were starting getting into it?
Well, honestly, DJing was such a natural thing that I fell into. I mean, my background has always been playing instruments, and the nature of the way I was taught was A, self-taught, but B, largely by ear. So honestly, that kind of approach to learning instruments translated very heavily into learning how to DJ. From a pure like technical standpoint, I didn't have any formal training or anything. A best friend of mine picked up a pair of decks, and I was like, hey, like I make music, I love music, I'm pretty knowledgeable about it, I think I could pick this up. And so from that standpoint, honestly, there's nothing I could really said. I just got my hands dirty and figured it out. And I would happily admit that I'm technically not well versed in the equipment. Like I do what I know how to do, and I get creative on the fly just like I would on my instrument. But from a kind of more music taste perspective and finding your sound, honestly, there isn't much advice I can give to people, because honestly, it really is a personal journey of discovering what you like. At just from an individual level, but then also depending on the kinds of crowds and stuff that you want to be playing at, and sorry, venues that you want to be playing at, like it's a skill of being able to kind of read a room and kind of find yourself in that feedback loop of how the energy in a room is feeling. So honestly, that's a journey that everyone has to go on for themselves. But yeah, I'm happy with the place that I've landed at with my kind of persona as a DJ, by de facto of being a electronic music producer, and it's something I really enjoy doing. So I'm sure you're not bad at it. Like keep at it.
Keep
Like
at
honestly, I reckon the barriers to entry are so low nowadays, and so if you've got a taste in music and you think that other people will share that, which they undoubtedly will, then just go for it.
Yeah, maybe one of these days. I'm not sure. But thank you so much. I'm just about to play Gloria. That is an absolutely phenomenal tune. I love it. I listen to it probably every week. But yes, I'm very excited to see what you do in the future, and I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule. But yeah, thank you so, so much. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Well, I'll catch you later, Dawson. See ya.
See ya.
That was Dawson, my friends. That was great. Very exciting stuff. Definitely check Dawson out on Instagram. And yeah, just about to play my favorite track of Dawson's, which is Gloria. So let's go.
Seeds, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.